This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Professor Leadhead. A zealot? No way. I should just start with some disclosures. For years, my ears have been inches away from 1,000 conference calls, shouts of outrage at newspaper articles, and screams at television sets for the level of ignorance and ignoring of the dangers of lead, pretty much on the land, sea, and air all around us. Enough so that a favored Christmas gift to our family from me several years ago was a water filtration system for our house. We would constantly joke about leadheads. I hope I'm making myself clear. Mostly I learned to nod at the right time, slow down if we ever happened to drive by a home rehab site that was using open air sanding, and highlight any articles in the paper or elsewhere when I stumbled over them. But gradually, like lead itself, all of this began to sink in more and more clearly. Recently, as I have reported on radio and in these reports, we've been pushing schools with Acorn affiliates and Local 100 United Labor Unions to test for the lead in water, using the crisis in Flint, Newark, and other cities to put wind in our sails so that victory has seemed both imminent and inevitable. When I saw there was a feature in the Sunday New York Times magazine involving one of the heroes of the lead-safe movement, Professor Mark Edwards of Virginia Tech, I put it on the stack to read in full, knowing it was important and that I would probably be quizzed about it later. I asked my compañera, what does the title mean, the zealot? Are they knocking your guy? She answered she wasn't sure. Might be the other guy in the article. Well, I got around to reading the piece finally, and I'm sure they were body-slamming Professor Edwards for that headline, though I understand the confusion. The reporter Donovan Hone cast these aspersions widely using more inference than evidence. We are sidetracked around the fact that he's a Republican and a Libertarian. The reporter tries to introduce a false paradox about whether a scientist can also be an advocate, even a Cassandra. Those seem like low blows. Republicans like drinking clean water, just as there were Republicans who were consumer advocates and who vote for environmental issues. Libertarians don't trust government. On that, there's almost universal consensus across the political spectrum, and frankly, we need more scientists who are loud and clear advocates given the threats we face, especially ones that are willing to speak truth to power. The reporter does score some points arguing that it would be nice if Edwards built more capacity for local fights and used himself more as a nail in these controversies and less as a hammer. That's a point a community and labor organizer like me would make. If reporters for the Times are going to start leveling the playing field and joining those of us in the Let's Build Power for the People program, they're going to have to lobby to add a few more pages to every day's paper because they would have to rewrite half of their articles about politicians, artists, movie stars, and every story where they focus only on the individual rather than the collective, the hero rather than the community, the big eyes rather than the huge we's. I'm ready, but until they change their standard, it seems like there are rough handlings, Professor Edwards. Our experience with Edwards has been the opposite of the story. In the fight in Houston, we've reached out to him several times. He knows we're a union. It's clear from the email addressed to the questions. And he has been immediately accessible, totally responsible, and completely helpful. In New Orleans, when a community voice pushed the issue, he gave them instant credibility in moving school board members to contact him, and he's been totally responsive in that situation as well. He's asked for no credit, hogged no press, and been totally supportive in each and every instance. I could call out people and name names of scores of similar professors and big whoops where you can't even get a response to an email, much less real help of any kind. Zealot? If fighting for clean water and justice makes you a zealot, well, we're charter members of that group, and we're recruiting every day for more folks to join our ranks. Welcome aboard, Professor Edwards. Hopefully, in your lab, you've learned the old truth that when you stir the water, you're going to get wet, too. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.